Lona enters Cancer, and today is an astrologic Meisner class. Welcome to episode 84 in season 5 of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Friday, June 11th, 2021.
Ciao!
Gemini Luna reaches a quincunx to Capricorn Pluto in his biquintile to the Sol-Mercury conjunction in Gemini at 1:07 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Uh-oh. Did you renege on a promise or something? Maybe forget to pay a bill? Well, expect to feel guilty without knowing why, or what you did or didn't do. It must go with the territory of making promises, since who's got a fail-safe, promise-keeping, getting-things-done system that always works perfectly? Retrograde Mercury in his/her square to Piscean Neptune, exactly by quintiles Pluto, at 1:24 a.m. Well, there it is. Memory kicks in, and it turns out you've got reasons not to feel guilty. Sol exactly conjuncts Mercury at 2:13 a.m. and exactly biquintiles Pluto at 2:40 a.m. Oh, goodness, this turns out to be a real-life fairy tale. You might either look it up in Grimm's or just write it yourself. It's one hell of a great story. Luna enters Cancer at 8:23 a.m. and trines Piscean Jupiter in his quincunx to Cancer Mars at 12:28 p.m. Huh. Expect to hear some snippet of family history to include in your story. Hey, it's apparently a family trait, and it's all yours, even if you never knew it before. Mars enters Leo until July 29th at 2:34 p.m. Alrighty. You've got nearly 7 full weeks to perfect the role you were born to play. Now that you know you got it, flaunt it. Luna biquintiles Aquarian Saturn in his sextile to Aries Chiron, square to Taurian Uranus, and trine to the Gemini Dragon's Head at 10:44 p.m. This is you doing improv, except it's anything but comedy. It's you being able to accurately call someone on their behavior, right then and there, in the moment. And that must make today an astrologic Meisner class. Huh. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao a tutti.